Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TDLR, the Internet of Things. You can contact us at Geeks Are Wired.
Closer to the mic.
At Geeks Are Wired.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 801-896-4335. That spells geek, by the way. And you can also join our Patreon to join in all the funness of supporting us. And you also have the act of... You can also chat with us if you become a Patreon on Discord and join in our merriness of a chat group that we have. And today... I am joined by Bill.
And welcome to the NPR Geeks Are Wired podcast.
I'm also joined by Anna.
Yes, I'm Anna Banana. I'm on.
And these are the only two that decided to show up today.
Well, there's also a you. There's an Anthony.
I mean, sorry. I'm also one of the hosts, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
And the other two are hosts as well.
Wow, there's three hosts.
There are three hosts. Today, out of the, how many are in our host official host group?
I don't know. Let's go 30.
30? All right.
You know math.
I'd say probably about six of us normally.
Okay. Yeah, there's about six. Anyways, today, I'm going to jump right to the bottom, one from the bottom, the Twitch one. So a while ago, Amazon bought Twitch. It was a long time. It wasn't like a recent thing, and they added this amazing thing called Prime subs, where you didn't have to you got one free Prime subscription or one free Twitch subscription to a channel per month, and then you got no ads from that, and you also supported the channel you were watching. According to this article, though...
Well, not just no ads on that one channel, but no ads.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Have Twitch Prime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, you got no ads on any other channel?
Unless they were built in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What type of channels do you get?
You get to watch people play video games.
Yeah.
You get to watch people play old Doctor Who episodes.
Yeah, that was a thing, too, huh?
That is. Currently, you get to watch... YouTubers that have been paid lots of money by Twitch to do live YouTube on Twitch.
Not even that. The community on YouTube is usually pretty toxic. Mm. And they have a lot more fun on Twitch streaming. Because there's usually a streamer has a moderator or a couple of mods, and they'll ban people if they start being too toxic.
Ah.
So, yeah. But yeah, they're getting rid of the ad ability. Like, they're just going to show ads now, is what this looks like.
Well, you'll have the Prime. You still have Prime.
Yeah.
But now it's like Hulu. Prime only still gets ads.
They just get less ads?
No, they get ads. No, remember there's two levels to Hulu. There's the paid low one, which gets ads, and there's the high paid one, which gets the can't get rid of ads. Which Twitch was? There was built-in ads for people. You couldn't get rid of those.
Yeah.
If a streamer
wanted to have them on there.
They were there permanently.
Yeah.
This one, there's going to be another level. I forget what it's called now. Prime, Premium, Ultra, something.
Ultra, Premium, Prime.
Twitch Turbo. That's the wording.
Is it?
Yeah, Twitch Turbo. Subscription service to Twitch that costs an additional $9 a month.
Is this for everyone or just for people who have Amazon Prime?
So they can do Twitch Prime or they can do Twitch Turbo?
Oh, no. If you have an Amazon Prime account, you have Twitch Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
But if you want to have removed the majority of the ads, you have to upgrade to Twitch Turbo.
Well, sounds speedier.
Yeah, there's also a snail called Turbo.
There.
Turbo the snail.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. What was that from?
It was from a Flash game. They made a movie out of it. Yeah. Tangent aside, I'm a little upset. I know you can't tell by the tone of my voice.
I know you're very NPR-ish.
Yes.
So, yeah. This is... So, if you are not a Prime subscriber, you can pay $8.99 a month, and you can get yourself a Turbo Twitch account.
So, is it... It is the same when it comes down to, like, being able to get the Prime? I mean, if you have Prime.
Well, Prime... Okay, so Prime, you're still getting free games.
Okay.
That you don't get with free. So, Prime, you still... Yeah, you get free game. Okay, let me educate you.
I have not been taking advantage of my Amazon Prime subscription, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I know that, like, with Twitch, they were giving away, like, DLC and stuff, but this is the first I'm hearing of full-on free games.
Let's see how much noise it's going to make. Cool, we pause this. So what you do is you come up, you see this little crown.
Yeah, the Prime loot.
Yeah. So there is add-ons.
Yeah.
And there is, and actually, especially during Prime Day, there was tons of free games.
Ooh, RuneScape. Membership and loot pack. Oh.
Yeah.
I have not taken advantage of this. Like, I just know that you have, like, your Prime books and video.
Your two-day shipping.
Free games with Prime. And 20% off pre-orders.
Yeah, like, I have the Twitch app installed and... Because I think it used to be, it was like some weird, I think it was called Raptor or something. And then,
I haven't claimed all my games.
Something else got, then something else bought it. And then I think Amazon or Twitch finally bought it. And then Amazon bought Twitch. There's a lot of accusations there.
So once you get the Prime games, like, do you download that to other devices that you have?
So depends on how it links. So this is like these are added to my Twitch account. What I do is I install the Twitch desktop app, go to the app, go to my games, install the game client. It's basically...
It's kind of like Steam.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also like the Blizzard launcher.
Well, some of them...
I think it's more akin to the Blizzard launcher, personally. But... No.
Well, others, you have to link your Twitch account to your... Yeah, like the RuneScape one. You have to link your Twitch to your RuneScape account. There's also ones for they've done two of them for Fortnite.
Okay, bunch of add-ons. Like a wrecking ball.
Warframe.
I remember that.
I think I might have that installed on my Xbox.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's free on everything.
So do they circulate through other, I think other games that they will offer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got like a bunch. Let's see. I'm not even sure if I ever installed the Twitch app.
You could hit the Windows key and just start typing Twitch.
What?
Yeah.
I can show you. Oh, look at that. It
you
is
did install it.
Yay. I think I was actually thinking about it. It was one of the options to do live streaming of the podcast.
Oh, right.
Because come to figure out, it's either going to be great for on YouTube or on Twitch for that subscriber group when we decide. When we get enough subscribers, we get enough support that people feel like people would actually want it.
Yeah. Fun fact about YouTube, people who are on both YouTube and Twitch, they usually would post to YouTube like a little short video saying they were live.
Yeah.
YouTube really hates that. Oh. And they've started banning people who do that.
Yes. I think YouTube actually, which is funny to think that YouTube is going to like, could possibly go away.
Yeah.
YouTube is actually, Google is actually afraid of, or is worried about Twitch.
Yeah.
Like, they're not full on, because you go to YouTube and you search to find lots of interesting videos and all that. But I think they've been doing a lot of stuff, so it's harder to find people you're actually subscribed to.
It's so hard. Like they have the sub boxes, which are supposed to, like, when somebody uploads, it's supposed to show up there.
Mm-hmm.
Those hardly ever work. Like, I'm just constantly like, if I want a channel I want to watch, I just go straight to it to see if it's there.
You have to subscribe.
Yeah.
And then you have to hit the bell.
Hit the bell, which doesn't always work.
No, you have to hit it twice.
I know. It doesn't always work.
Oh, okay.
Still doesn't work all the time. So, yeah, that's fun. But, yeah.
Let's see. Look, there's games. Look at all those games I've got.
Look at them all.
I have not paid for one of these games.
You got Death Squared. You got Duck Wars.
Actually, Death Square is brand new.
Oh, Dub Wars.
Is that a musical, like, rhythm game?
Sure, if you say so. I have no clue.
No, it's not even installed.
I didn't install anything.
You also got the Devil May Cry HD collection.
Oh. I think that was given away during Prime Day.
Probably.
Gone Home.
It's an old game. Older game.
I hope.
What is that far left one? Is that...
Goner?
Huh.
See if it will let me... Is it going to make me install it?
You can just click on it. I meant on the... Click on the poster.
Oh.
You are about to install Goner.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, look. This is what it is. I can click through a bunch of images.
Oh, okay.
It's great for our listeners.
Yeah, right. Indeed it is. All you can hear is... Well, you may not even be able to hear the clicky thing.
I don't know. I was clicking pretty hard.
I know, but if they can't hear me when I go away from the microphone.
System Shock 2.
Oh, man.
Look at that old classic.
Look at those look at those graphics.
I know. It's like from what? 90?
Holding a grenade? What is that?
I know. It kind of looks like Bioshock where it's something stuck in his arm.
That's actually where they got the inspiration for Bioshock from, by the way.
Yeah, look at that.
If the rumors be true.
Yeah. There's all sorts of Borderlands. Tales from the Borderlands.
Tales from the Borderlands.
The Banner Saga. Yeah, these are just some fun things.
The Red Strings Club.
I just got Wizardry 6,
Souls.
Wizardry 7, and now Wizardry 8. Yeah, see, that was part of the between August 1st and August 31st. Actually, the Wizardry 7 games, 6 and 7, might be from a previous. I missed out on Wizardry 1 through 5.
Oh, no.
So if you don't pick it up during that time,
it goes away.
It goes away.
It goes away.
Yeah.
All you have to do is claim it once.
So sad.
Do you have to go in and actually claim them, or
yes.
Do they...
You have to go in and claim them.
Okay, so they don't automatically like go onto your list.
No. But yeah, there's that. So this is stuff you get with Prime, but now you get advertisements.
Yeah. Also, pro tip for Twitch. If you have one of the video echoes, like the show or the spot, you can install the Twitch skill, and then it'll tell you whenever your followed streamers are streaming, and then it will actually even stream it.
That is almost worth it, because then
I tried it on the show that I have.
Yeah,
screen's so tiny you can't even tell what's going on.
Aww.
But if you just want to listen to it, which you know sometimes that's all I want to do, perfect.
Well, it's either that or go get Google's version of it.
They have one.
There's like a 8-inch and 10-inch display one.
What?
Yeah. And the 10-inch is 1080, so it's actually good. I don't remember what it's called. It's called something. You had to ask me. Put me on the spot. Oh, well. We'll figure it out eventually.
I had the same music going through my head. He's still looking into it.
I thought you were looking it up too.
I was looking at the Echo one.
Yeah, there's the LG one.
Yeah, I know there's third party ones, but I wasn't aware of like a first party one.
I think that's actually last year's, isn't it? Oh, that came out in May. They talk about it on CES. Maybe that was it. The smart display. Lenovo's. I don't know. I know it can connect to your all your Google stuff. I bet some of them have been so-so, but this one has two front-facing speakers, which is always good. For LGs, that is. But, yeah, unless you find it, I can't remember it off the top of my head. Because I was going to have to Google it. spend some time. All I know is I probably wouldn't be able to buy it on Amazon.
No, you wouldn't be able to.
Probably. So, but you're enraged about
this. I am enraged. How could they do this to me?
Yes. You have to watch those advertisements.
Or install ad blocker.
Or that, if it works.
Because the people I watch will still get paid. Because for the Twitch subscription.
Oh.
They'll get paid from that. And I don't think they get paid from the ads. They might, but I don't think it's that much. But yeah. People stream lots. They also stream other stuff too. Like there's this
What?
I was gonna say that there's something on your screen, but yeah. That looks like a video. Well,
Artificial Next, full series marathon.
Yeah, there's that stuff.
Yeah, there's actually a show. So Twitch is trying to get shows onto their streaming
series. Yeah, the format's kind of weird though, because like they just stream them live, right? And you can't like rewatch the old ones, or can you?
As long as you set it to go back and be able to be watched. Like, let's see. One of my favorite, CGP Grey.
I didn't know he had a Twitch.
He has a Twitch channel.
What?
You can watch him live and any of the videos he leaves up. He didn't leave any of his up.
Oh, and the last thing he played was American Truck Simulator.
Yeah, it's so much fun to watch him play that.
He hasn't streamed for a while, obviously.
No, he's talking about doing it some more.
He also hasn't made any YouTube videos for a while, too.
It's been like about a month-ish.
I will look.
Okay.
What is it, CJ Gray?
CGP Gray.
I found it.
All of you should also look him up. He is quite an entertaining YouTuber and very good and educational. It's been 2 months.
Two months. And the last one was a Q&A. If you want to be able to hear him, though, there's another podcast you can listen to.
Which one? Which one are you going to name? Which one?
Well, Hello Internet.
Okay, there you go. That's one of them.
It's very enjoyable.
The other one was actually shown at the Apple event.
Oh, really?
They showed it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice plug for them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They did not know it was going to happen.
And that's cool.
That podcast is called Cortex.
Ah, like Neocortex, but just Cortex? Like the Crash Bandicoot character?
Cortex.
I didn't see that on there.
T-E-X.
Still can't see it. I'm blind. I'm sorry.
There. I'll just throw the phone at you. That's the wrong one. You don't want that. Give me that back. I quit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So exactly like Neocortex from Crash Bandicoot.
Is it?
Yes.
There. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
You know, podcasters like to listen to podcasters, mm-hmm. So, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
And we like to watch our ad-free Twitch.
Yes. Dang it.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well. Now that rant's over, what do you fine with going back up to the top where we were originally supposed to start?
I don't care.
All right, let's do it.
Pick a topic, any topic.
I got to go back to the podcast.
Yeah, go back to the show.
Did you want to talk about Snake River Fandom Con?
Sure.
All right, what do you want to talk about it?
It's happening. It's awesome.
What dates is it happening on again?
It is the dates at the end of the
month. You're supposed to have this queued up, Bill.
I know. It's September 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Cool.
Yes.
And it starts at 3 p.m.?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. Because you also could do the 27th dinner event.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the whole thing kicks off. Huh?
The meet and greet with the guests.
The whole thing kicks off officially at that point.
Pretty much.
And then it just kind of goes from there on what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun. Hopefully. It probably will be.
It was fun last year. You don't know.
I didn't go last year.
Yeah, this will be your first year. You'll get it.
So, Anthony, are you planning on dressing up?
I don't know what to dress up as.
I know what I'm dressing up as.
Yourself?
A host of Geeks Are Wired podcast. Host of Geeks Are Wired.
Well, I would do that if you got us shirts.
Oh.
Bill, the podcast guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, I guess I could try to make more than just one shirt made.
Yeah. There needs to be more than one in existence.
It's a very limited edition.
Right now it is. It doesn't have to be. Or if you want yours to still be limited edition, you can just make another color.
Add another word to it.
Geeks are wired.
A podcast.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Mine.
You don't want to throw a pirates thing on it?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't really make sense.
I already spelled out the word R.
Yeah. It wouldn't make sense, so I don't blame you.
Well, how about you need... Oh, that's a different website. You need makezine.com.
What is that? That looks cool.
It's a lock.
Oh. All right, so it's not real. That's slightly less cool.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
It's digitally made.
So, yeah, this is how to top tips to tighten your security on your homebrew IoT projects.
Yes.
What type tips do we got?
Well, some of the stuff is like if you put install Raspbian OS on your Raspberry Pi,
mm-hmm.
most people don't change the password. But you were saying that...
Rookie mistake.
You were saying it actually tells you to do that.
I don't know. I might have said that. Oh. And I think it suggests it. And the newer ones might actually make you do it, but I'm not positive. I don't remember. But it's not hard to change.
Yeah.
You just got to know to do it.
It's kind of like with a lot of the, like when you get your routers or stuff like that. You should go in, change the password away mm-hmm. from password.
Or blank. Some of them are blank.
Or insert the name of the router.
Yeah.
Like some Netgears, their password is literally yeah. Netgear.
Too bad you can't also change it. Like on a lot of them, you can't change the username though.
Yeah.
Unless you got like DDWRT on it or something. Then you can, but... Yeah, the other one is disabling the password log on SSH.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing they're suggesting a private key.
Well, if you don't use yeah. it, why do you need it, too?
Well, this one's just disabling the password login. And, I mean, a lot of people would actually use the SSH because if you're using it for an IoT project, it's probably headless. And so it probably doesn't have a keyboard or a display connected to it. So you have to be able to monitor it some way. Mm-hmm. So... the way to do that without a password is using an SSH key. And that basically lets you connect to it. Like, the server has a file, and then you have a file. Those together make up a key. If you change one of them, they won't work anymore. And it's kind of like a password, but different. And if you also still want the password, you can also add a password to the private key, so in order for you to use it, you have to unlock it. So, like, basically two layers of security?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, but, you know, if you're not going to use it,
that's at the very, turn it off. Yeah. Or, at the very least, change the default password. That's better than nothing.
True. Is he keeping everything up to date? Keep your operating system up? Operating
so systems? Hard.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Logging into it, telling it to do its thing, or setting up stuff to auto-check.
Sometimes it breaks stuff when you update, though.
True. My Windows machine still works okay.
Yeah, probably half the time.
Good majority of the time.
Update or patch Tuesday is always the worst.
The second Tuesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my Macs have worked majority of the time after updates.
The Macs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Majority of the time, at least.
So is mine. I upgraded mine during a meeting on accident.
Mm.
It was like, hey, let's install update. It's like, okay, it's probably just like a security update. No, I think it was a new OS.
Ah, that'll...
So it took like 30 minutes to install.
It's always fun.
Oops.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of. But yeah, no. Really, though, you should install your updates as much as possible, at least the security ones.
And this is also for a lot of devices, too. Not mm-hmm. just your, not just if you're under Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
You know, firmware, software.
All of that stuff.
A lot of those, in fact, actually, a lot of routers and stuff will have auto updates, so make sure those are on.
The newer ones, at least, yeah. Like my Netgear router has it.
Didn't used to.
Yeah, you're right, it didn't used to.
They actually put an update out like 6 months ago so you could have auto updates.
The Nighthawk ones?
Yep.
Yeah. I think I remember that.
Yeah, because it was kind of
like
annoying.
You could force it to update.
Oh,
like
you could
still check it, but. Yeah.
But you had to do it.
Yeah.
Does it let you schedule when the updates will take place?
I think it does, yeah.
Auto?
I think it lets you schedule at a certain time of day.
I said it and forgot it. Set it and forget it.
Yep. That's the idea.
That's good. As long as you're not playing or downloading something at that time.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually like this because I actually know somebody. Obscurity is not security.
You know someone who subscribes to the opposite of what that says?
Well, they just where believe that.
Obscurity is security?
Yeah, they really believe that.
It is to a point, but only for so long.
They have their stuff. If you can reach out to, or if you can figure out what their website is, you can control their smart home.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. Here's it would be. We'll talk afterwards.
Okay.
But you'll be surprised who. Our listeners will not. Sorry.
Sorry.
We're going to keep their obscurity, but that's the other thing is that a lot of that stuff is searchable. You'd be surprised at how searchable a lot of that information is.
Mm-hmm.
Put passwords on. Put security on.
Use a VPN if you can.
If you're going to do your own homebrew stuff, if you're going to, you know, have, like, if you have the purchased ones like SmartThings or Wink or Harmony or insert random purchased, you put money into this and it's a company that does this, this stuff should be built in to it.
Yeah. You can also, like, I was going to suggest this one anyways before I read it, but there's a way to also put a lot of this stuff on a separate network, whether that be a VLAN if you know enough about that, or at the very least the guest Wi-Fi, because a lot of routers support a guest network as well.
But a lot of IoT doesn't. So if you want all your IoT devices that chatter quite a bit to be on something else, they're getting better, but a lot of them don't support guest Wi-Fi. So it won't work on it.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, but they're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the a lot of the VPN stuff and everything. Even Samsung, their new stuff coming out where they can separate. They're actually going to pay. You can set up so you can have all your IoT stuff on one network, all your computers and phones on your other networks, and you can have a guest network.
Ooh.
Yes.
Nice. And then a third-party message broker.
What does that mean?
Okay, so basically I'm trying to find the best way to describe this. So a message broker is just something like you have something connected, like you have two devices. You have also a service that's sitting out there that says these are the list of services that I offer, and then the device is subscribed to that.
Okay.
And then you push something to it, and then the device listens to it when it sees it, sees a certain type of it, it does something based on that type. That's what a broker is. I think this one, I'm trying to figure out what this is doing, but there's ways to install those brokers locally. The easiest way is obviously the internet, but that might not always be the best, especially if they don't have authentication. And some of them don't always have authentication. But, yeah.
So making sure you get good authentication and all that jazz.
Yeah, basically, if you're communicating over the internet to a random website, it needs to use HTTPS, and it needs to have authentication support of some form. And even then, you should probably maybe consider using a local message broker.
There you go.
And then secure it. Change your passwords.
And update.
And update.
All that jazz.
And then maybe cry when the update breaks it. And then find a way to fix it and then be happy again.
Or just wait for the next update.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or roll it back.
Oh, yeah. Roll it back.
If you can.
It's usually harder.
If you can.
Yeah, anyways. Moving on. There's apparently a new Fitbit charge. I have the version 2, but this one is the version 3.
I had the first one. It lasted me a year. All three of them.
You had the HR, didn't you? The Charge HR?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I had too.
Yeah, and it...
And the band broke on it, or did it just stop working?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I had it... Okay, so Fitbit is great on their customer service. You get a Fitbit through an official source, 1 year full coverage, period. Mm-hmm. They'll just send out a new one. They'll have you take pictures of the old one with like a word they gave you.
Mm-hmm.
But
So yeah. What happened to mine was it just quit syncing. It worked. It worked as a watch. The alarms that were on there worked. I couldn't reset them or turn them off, but they worked.
Yeah.
But it just wouldn't sync to Fitbit no matter what I did.
Mine,
I got a charge to.
The band wouldn't, because...
Yeah, the band wasn't replaceable.
Well, yeah, the band wasn't replaceable, which was really bad because by using Sunblock, actually eats away at the glue. So...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
You learned that. So I destroyed two of them that way. I destroyed one. I don't know if it's just the battery is bad on or anything, but it wouldn't stay charged longer than a day for a device that I was getting used to, like, lasting, 7 or 8 days
lasting
worth.
About a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. So the new one is waterproof. That's one of the bad, good things.
Supposedly. This is a leak. This isn't official.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. So the information that has been coming out, which is also nice because I'm hoping with this waterproofing, you don't lose floor counting. Because that's actually something really nice. And they've some of the waterproofing ones have lost that, and some of them have not.
Yeah. It just depends on the sensors that they use.
Yeah.
I hope the band is sturdier because it comes loose pretty easily on the earlier versions.
The charge, too, is pretty good. I had to buy a new band. Like, the bands it came with fell apart, but... The third-party ones are nice.
Well, yeah, actually, even the official ones are nice.
Yeah.
And some of the third-party ones are kind of...
Yeah, at the very least, you can replace them. Whether, like, you can replace them to have a different style if you don't like the one that they have. The third-party community has a bunch of styles. They have stainless. They have the sports-style ones. They have leather-style ones if you want leather. Mm. Yeah, it's just nice. Looks like the Charge 3, for the most part, is the same as the Charge 2. Like, as far as looks go, it just might have a touch screen.
Are you able to shower with your watch on?
Yours isn't waterproof.
I could technically shower with my iWatch or my Apple Watch if I wanted to, but...
Well, it's the Apple Watch. The Apple Watch is...
It's waterproof.
Yeah, basically.
It also supports floors, too, I think.
But the Fitbit one.
Yeah, the Fitbit one, no. Yeah. It's not waterproof. It also counts floors. The Charge 2 does. But also, according to this website, it will not have GPS, which is... Kind of unfortunate because a lot of fitness trackers have GPS built in now.
Especially a lot of the Fitbit ones.
The watch-based ones, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And they may be doing that to try to not basically eat into their own market, maybe. Like to force people to buy the newer ones.
Yeah, true.
Maybe. I don't know.
This is the lower-end model, which I admit I do like the, you know. Like
the cheaperness of it?
No, I like the expensive ones.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like
I like that they have a lower priced fitness tracker though.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, rose. They have a rose colored one.
Yeah, and the Versa is one of theirs. The Ionic and the Versa are their smart dish watch. Instead of it being a pedometer with smart features, they're actually like smarter watches. So the Ionic is the one that came out last year, and the Versa is the one that just came out.
Oh, I didn't know they came out with another one recently.
Mm-hmm. And it's $50 less, the new one is.
Than the Versa?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Versa...
It looks nicer, I'll say that.
Yeah, the Versa is $50 less than the Ionic.
I did not like the way the Versa looked.
The Versa? This
one? No, the other one, sorry. Oh, the one that you're wearing.
I'm not even wearing the Ionic. This is actually the previous version.
I just don't like all of them. Besides, the new one at least looks good. I think the bezel is still a little bit bigger than it should be, personally, but it's fine.
So, I don't even think they mine.
It may not be released yet.
I don't even know. Mine is not even...
Oh, yours.
Mine. I don't even remember what mine's called, actually. Because, yeah, mine's not even the Ionic. Mine's the previous version back. And because they don't put the names on them, I actually don't remember what it's called. I was like, it's a Fitbit. It's one of the... The Ionic came out last year, and the Ionic has GPS and Fitbit Pay.
They have the Charge 3 on the website.
Oh, look at that.
I wonder if the leak made them post that.
Look at that, all the pre-order stuff.
So
it
as
it's swim proof.
It is swim proof. Can it do floor still?
I think Ted would like to get that because it is swim.
And it's $50 less even.
Than what?
Than the Versa.
Yeah.
Or it's $100 less than the Ioniq. Yeah, it does do floors.
Nice. That's cool.
Yes. So it's not, they're not shabby. But I, you know.
They did get rid of the button, though, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
You have to, it's touch-based. Well, there's like a weird divot there that I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah.
On the side. It's like where you would expect a button to go. Maybe it's a touch, maybe it's a touch button.
It's possible. Or maybe that's the idea that when they got rid of it, because by getting rid of the button officially,
mm-hmm.
you get, you're able to waterproof it a little better.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, looks like the, what are, that article.
Apparently, it's a
little. Got a lot of it right.
Yeah. Might be a little bit older.
So, it might, yeah, it might be older, but.
No, it's not too bad.
No.
Yeah, okay.
A week old. Wow.
They got Pipit to push them out, the information.
Potentially, yeah. Seems like it. Cool.
Yeah.
Might be fun. I'm good with my charge too for now, but I actually was like, if this one ever dies, I was looking at getting a smaller one.
Oh.
Like the Alta, I think. It doesn't do floors though.
See, I after doing floors, especially like walking around outside or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Kind of need it.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Especially when you realize how much you've walked up and down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Charge 3 is kind of cool.
Yeah, like you said, Ted would probably like it. Do you like it? Because you had the HR, right?
I had the Charge HR.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to replace it with the Charge. I enjoyed them, but they weren't waterproof. Mm. And I think the latest one I accidentally took into the shower with me. And then I ended up misplacing it. So I need to replace mine. But Ted does love to swim, and he has one of those without a display that allows him to track his laps. And I think he would enjoy having...
So here's the Flex.
Yeah, I think he has the Flex.
Yeah, he does.
I think he has the first Flex, but yes, it has the dots in the back so that like if he puts in... how many steps he wants to do, it just kind of tracks it in...
as like a progress bar.
Kind of, yeah, in like a quarter increment mm-hmm. at a time until he reaches his goal.
I like it. I just wish it... like if it had a bigger screen, I probably would get the Flex. Or not like a bigger screen, but like a numeric screen. Like a way to display the time.
That's one reason why we would want to actually do something like maybe the Charge 3 for Ted to be able to track his swimming and walking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it's waterproof and if it allows him to actually maybe even track like the lap swim.
Can you go back to the other one?
Flex doesn't do floors.
No, it doesn't.
Because
it's waterproof. It didn't like they didn't have the technology to do it cheap enough to have the floor sensor,
it
the barometer.
At least do the steps and it can track swimming laps.
Does the Versa, can the Versa do floors? Because if it can't, the Charge 2 or the Charge 3 has something on that, which would be interesting.
I thought it did. I know the, not the Versa, the other Ioniq did. And also the Versa, I think you can respond, actually Ioniq maybe too, you can respond to your texts.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of nice.
And they also have Fitbit Pay, too.
Yes.
Interesting.
Which is nice if you have a phone that doesn't have NFCs.
You could also just do Control F for the word floor.
Except for they don't actually really do it as often.
Like advertise it?
Yeah, sometimes you just like see it on their like...
Oh, as like an icon or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, we do these things, and it's always kind of annoying. Like, I end up finding it, like, sporadically. It has GPS.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The GPS might be how it does floors, too. If it's accurate enough. But no, maybe not, because the GPS doesn't really work well indoors.
Yes. It does do floors. See? Yeah. Like I said, you have to look, search this up
by like point.
Digging through their pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we won't say we do floors, but this one does floors.
All right. Can you go back to the charge three?
Please?
Jeez. Just please? So demanding.
I said please. Now I'm demanding.
Demanding. Charge trace.
Charge trace. And go to pre-order.
It's at $150.
I know that. That's not what I want.
Oh. You want me to order it for you? You use my eBay to get 4% off right now?
Pre-order. Okay, so it says it ships in 6 to 8 weeks. Okay. That's what I was looking for when it was released. And I was hoping it would show it on there. And it did.
There you go. Swim proof.
It also has female health tracking.
Yes.
I was noticing that in the sleep. I think I was seeing something on one of them.
Actually, they all can track your sleep.
Yeah, it's just some of them can track it better than others.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they don't have a heart rate sensor, like Ted's didn't have a heart rate sensor.
Same thing with calorie loss.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It just kind of does it based on movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's not as accurate.
I do like the heart rate ones, though.
Yeah, because you can get better sleep monitoring and better calorie tracking. Also, the problem you were having with it counting too many calories,
mm-hmm.
you just had to update you had to up the fat burn heart rate.
It's already ridiculously up there, I thought.
Oh, anyways, that's how you do that. Because my brother had the same problem. His heart rate's higher than normal.
I didn't think mine was, but you know, I am of a large big bone stature.
Big bone.
All right.
He's thick.
Let's see. We've been moving along. All right.
T-Mobile.
Yes. I was actually interested in this. With T-Mobile, they are getting the OnePlus 6T, making this the first OnePlus device being sold by a major U.S. carrier.
Ooh.
Which is also nice because this will also be one of the few phones that will also support the 600 hertz bandwidth, the new 600 hertz bandwidth that T-Mobile has.
That's why you're excited about it.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, but...
Have they deployed it that much yet, the 600?
Yeah. It's actually it's out in most places. They're having a few hiccups in some places that TV stations still have not turned off their stuff that they're
so out. It's counteracting or
they
conflicting.
Can't, yeah, they can't turn them on in those areas yet because they'll conflict. But OnePlus is not a bad priced phone for what you get out of it, and they're actually really, really good phones. So yeah, I'm excited for this phone for so many reasons.
Is that one that you'd actually be interested in getting?
Yes. Actually, I was looking at the OnePlus phones before I went with mine.
Holy crap. So on their coverage map for their 4G LTE network.
With the 600? Or just in general?
I think it just says our 4G LTE network now covers more people than ever before. They have a slider that compares 2015 to 2018.
Yeah.
And like the East Coast is pretty well covered anyways. And they didn't add a whole bunch. But then you compare that to, like, our area, and it just balloons.
Well, the other good thing also about the 600 megahertz is it will go through walls better. So when you're inside of a building, you'll actually have service.
Yeah, like, so, and I could add this to the comment. I'll add this to the comment on the card so you can look
at it. Or we can just, you know, do a link to T-Mobile.
That works too, but... Like, so there's a 2015 map.
Yeah.
And the 2018 map's on the right. So as we move this over, so that whole area filled in right there.
The Midwest now has service.
Yeah. And then we'll look at our area.
Yeah. It's all right. It's follows I-15, pretty much. Wow.
And then it just like balloons.
We got service.
Like the top of Idaho still kind of, or the middle of Idaho still doesn't.
Did you realize we're in the middle of Idaho? We're in the middle of Idaho.
Not really. We're a little bit lower.
Little east.
Little southeast.
Southeast Idaho? What?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Who would have thought?
Yeah. I'm excited about that. So, because it was.
Do you know how much it is?
Not yet.
Oh. Do you know when it's going to be released?
Soon.
Is that going to be your next phone?
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. But they're in the middle of technical approval process with T-Mobile. Because that's the other stuff is that usually when T-Mobile makes sure its tech specs will work,
mm-hmm.
it also will accept Wi-Fi calling.
Oh.
That is part of T-Mobile's agreement with a lot of their phones is they have to be...
Be able to do Wi-Fi calling?
Mm-hmm. So...
I've had mixed results with Wi-Fi calling. It works most of the time, but sometimes it doesn't.
My phone works on T-Mobile stuff. It has so-so with Wi-Fi. A phone that is... T-Mobile is like, yes, Wi-Fi calling, absolutely in mm-hmm. on that. It's pretty good.
Well, it just depends on how much jitter your network gets.
Oh, I can see that.
So if it jitters a lot, you end up losing like packets or you'll get people talking robot-y for a little while or you'll be robot-y because the packets come in out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Or go out of order, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, I think the other one is the Galaxy 9s.
I wonder if the new iPhone will have it. The 600 megahertz.
What do you mean? Like new one, the next one coming out?
The new one.
Maybe. I know the current.
The current ones do not.
No. They work on Verizon 700.
Mm-hmm.
But not on T-Mobile 600.
No. Nope, nope, nope.
And I know the number is getting smaller, sound like it should be bad. No, smaller the number, the better, actually, in this case.
I think it can hold less overall data. Like, well, the top speed is theoretically less if it's that low, but it goes farther.
It
goes farther and gets less interference.
It goes farther. It can travel through things better. Yeah.
But I think I'm just saying, like, as a bandwidth, I think the slower
actually, I thought ones hold less. Good.
No, like, they're good. Like, they can hold a lot on there because of the way they do, like, their algorithms and stuff, but.
I forget. But so which means you actually can get your phone calls too.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like these were still pretty good because they put enough into it.
Oh no, I'm not saying it's not. And I could be wrong on that too. So yeah, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
I could be wrong.
Does
no, it
matters.
Doesn't. It does not matter.
It was on the internet.
It doesn't even matter.
It will be on the internet. Currently, we're not on the internet, but it will be on the internet once I post this. And then our listeners will know it's on the internet. Speaking of fast.
I added a comment to your T-Mobile thingy.
Okay, T-Mobile, what's up?
Hmm?
You added, oh, to the show notes.
Yeah, to the comments for the thingy.
Okay, how about we talk about high speed?
High speed?
We're going to segue. We can segue sometimes.
We're going to segue on what?
Into high speed graphic processors.
Ooh, are you talking about the RTX 20 series?
Yes.
14
teraflops.
How much is a what is a tera and how does it flop?
Makes things happen faster. Most of them making fun of Microsoft every time they talk about the Xbox One X. They're like, it has teraflops.
Yes, teraflops of power. Ultimate power.
It was the keyword for that entire thing last year at CES.
All the flops.
All the teraflops.
No, just the flops.
Oh.
It just has thousands of flops. Yeah.
So, this is new technology they're working on.
The should be shipping around this 20th of September. Mm-hmm. So soon.
Only $700.
Which means the previous generation is going to now go down in price probably.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I can finally upgrade.
Actually, okay, so the lower end one's going to be $700, then top end one's going to be $1,000.
so much money.
If you want your high-speed gaming or your high-speed coin mining, there you go.
It will be delivering Vulkan, OpenGL, OpenCL, and CUDA? Or is it CUDA? C-U-D-A. That's what's going to be the technology on the card. Just your standard graphics technology. Mm-hmm. Except for CUDA is limited to AMD. Not AMD, sorry. It's limited to NVIDIA. Or NVIDIA or NVIDIA or however you want to pronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce it.
NVIDIA.
It's NVIDIA. NVIDIA. NVIDIA.
It's a Turing processor. 18.9 billion transistors in Turing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Ooh, and neural net processing too.
Yeah, so they just announced this at the Gamescom 20 in Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did they announce it in English or German? Or both?
I'm sure there were subtitles.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm just curious what language they used.
I don't know.
Not that it matters, but
the stuff afterwards.
It will have eight. So the GTX 2070, or sorry, GeForce RTX 2070 will have 8 gigabytes of GDDR6 video RAM. That's a lot of fast RAM. That's right below the picture if you're looking for it. Okay. But yeah. Cool. I can finally upgrade to the previous generation.
Such old technology.
I'm rocking a 960 right now. I need a new one.
Oh, also, this would be great for Photoshop, too.
Yeah, it would, actually. Or video editing.
You could 3D Photoshop. Heck, I know what you could do with this video card. Greatest thing ever. VR.
Ooh.
Think how pretty that would be.
Or all the 4K monitors you will ever want.
Literally an entire wall, yes. Room's wall of 4K monitors.
You could probably, okay, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say you could probably line your room wall, like the room walls are in right now is 4K monitors, but that might be stretching it. Depends on how big they are, I guess. If the 4K monitors are like 60 inches, yeah. If they're only like 10 inches, no.
You're going to run out of, you know. Those will be the prettiest 10-inch monitors you'll ever see.
Yeah. So exciting. So excite. And on to the last thing. You clicked wrong. You click wrong.
I click that thing.
You click that thing?
So... So Netflix.
Oh, this is the thing you were talking about.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about before the show.
Before the show.
So Netflix is
following the way of the Fortnite.
Actually, less Fortnite, more Comixology.
Okay.
Because you can still download. Yeah. Okay. Because
right. Yeah. Yeah.
You
you're
can still
right.
get Netflix through the iTunes Store. The catch is, they've been testing various countries and stuff like this, but if you are going to become a subscriber here in a little bit and do your payments, you're going to have to, they're going to have you leave the app, go to the their website, pay for your membership, and then send you back to the app.
This is to get around the cut that the app stores take each mm-hmm. time they spend money, each time a customer spends money.
It was Apple, because currently Apple takes 30% of the sales for the first year and 15% for every subsequent year.
See, what's interesting to me about that one, and I mentioned this earlier, was that, so I would be thinking Apple would take 30% just no matter what. Doesn't matter. Just permanently, because that's what they've always done. But it's apparently half, so 15%, which is interesting to me. And that's still not enough for these people,
yeah.
Or these companies.
Oh, that's why Comixology left. So Comixology, same thing. If you go to make purchases on your iOS device, it sends you outside of the app to finish up your purchase. Why Fortnite is leaving Google's Play Store, because Google allows much easier third-party apps, non-App Store apps, to be installed.
Yeah.
Which means they definitely make sure to take their cut if you want to be on the App Store.
Yeah. I just... The whole Fortnite thing is still kind of weird to me. But
I'm in the beta.
Okay. I just meant the way to...
I know. Well, no, the beta started for that, for Fortnite.
Well, what do you think?
Actually, I think I said it wrong. I'm signed up in the waiting list for the beta. That's the wording. I was like, wait.
Well, that's much less exciting.
I know.
How dare you?
I know. I linked it to my account. Let's go to their website and say you want to join the beta. And they're like, done.
You're on the beta waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
Please come back.
I'm on a lot of beta waiting lists.
2 weeks.
Oh, no, they'll send me an email.
Oh. Make sure that it doesn't go in your social folder.
It's going to my MSN folder, so which means I have two. Focus or not focused.
All right.
And I've been doing a very good job at making sure to, like, unsubscribe from so many things. So this email has actually been doing pretty well on not being bombarded.
It's not like my Gmail account where it gets like 200 emails a day. I actually went through like two or three weeks ago and just went through and unsubscribed from almost everything.
I unsubscribed from a bunch of stuff. And that's the one thing I don't like is that, okay, Google, you can like click the unsubscribe at the top. Don't listen to me. Keywords.
You didn't even say that.
Maybe. I don't know. I did say Google. Ah, see. She's not listening to me now. So, but if you unsubscribe in the web or in the from the mail, the top click. Yeah, if you go to, I don't know if you, I think you can do it in the app, but I know on the, if you go to gmail.com.
Yeah, some it has a way to unsubscribe from some things, not all things.
Yes. So you say unsubscribe,
mm-hmm.
and it can even like send everything off to spam if you want.
Yeah.
Or send everything future in the spam.
Mm-hmm.
The catch is it doesn't send everything in the past to spam.
No, it doesn't.
So you still have to clear out your mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
That part sucks.
Yeah, I think I ended up just getting a custom like search filter,
mm-hmm.
and then selecting everything, and then clicking the box that says everything,
mm-hmm.
not just on the page.
Yeah.
And then hit read, and then it was good.
Oh, see, I just hit delete because obviously if I haven't read it, it's not important.
No, you're not wrong, but
and plus it's still in the
I'm
delete
a
folder.
Freaking data horde.
It's in the delete folder.
Okay.
There's a delete folder. Or archived folder, depending on which one
you put on. There is an archive. I'm unsure on which is what, like, why you would archive it versus delete it.
Because
I guess then it keeps your inbox clear, and then you can still keep it, but
well, that's also meh. The button they give you initially. Like, you want to archive this? I'm like, no, I want to delete it. Just give me back the delete button.
I want to delete it. All the things.
No, you just want to read them all.
I don't want to read them
I
all.
I want to delete them all. You said you read them, marked them as read.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really read them, though.
Must read all the things.
This isn't Bruce Almighty here.
All right. We're doing famous last words.
We're doing famous last words?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to go last.
Fine, Anna.
I am Batman.
Must read all the things.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast.